Welcome to Just a Minute. Sue Perkins here, and as the Minute Waltz fades away, what a joy it is to welcome you to another edition of Just a Minute. Time to introduce you to the four extremely talented players of tonight's game. They are Ivo Graham, Josie Lawrence, Sarah Pascoe, and Delisa Chibonda. Please welcome them. I'm going to ask them all to speak on various subjects without hesitating, repeating or deviating for 60 seconds. Let's see how they get on today. Right, Ivo, we're going to start with you, my lovely. Subject on the card is waking up on the wrong side of the bed. What can you tell us about waking up on the wrong side of the bed in 60 seconds without hesitating, repeating or deviating? Starting now.
Waking up on the wrong side of the bed is a popular expression for waking up in a bad mood. As a child, I was often told by my parents that I'd woken up on the wrong side of the bed, but then they resolved that issue by sending me to boarding school. So whatever bed I woke up in wasn't at their home. I have a daughter now who is 5 and will reside with me for as long as she chooses. And her... Got to have got my daughter residing with me for as long as she chooses. Down on radio, though.
You might regret that. It's now contractual. You've said it out loud. She'll be 45 and not going anywhere. Josie, you're challenged.
Hesitation.
Of course. Yeah.
It did wind down a little.
It was like your batteries were running out, but I really wanted to find out what happened.
Yeah, correct challenge. You get 23 seconds on the clock. So it was a good run from Ivo. Waking up on the wrong side of the bed. Your time starts now.
It's not often I wake up in a bad mood, or as you would say, on the wrong side of the bed. Although there have been many occasions, especially in the 80s, when I did end up under the bed. But imagine, if you get out to the wrong side of the bed, what does it mean? Left or right? If I get out this side, do I put my foot onto a cactus or there into the litter? To tray that the cat is...
A cactus?
A cactus.
You have a cactus behind your bed?
Yes, I do.
Sorry, you have a litter tray by your bed?
Yes, I do.
Just so that
I
you
call
can...
it the ensuite.
Ooh, so good. Right, you were speaking as the whistle went, which means you get the points. And you also get the next subject, Josie, which is a marathon, not a sprint. OK, what can you tell us about a marathon, not a sprint, in 60 seconds, starting now?
A marathon, not a sprint, is usually a phrase coined when somebody is talking about life. It kind of means pace yourself, take your time. Though the thing is, marathons are very arduous things, aren't they? I know a lot about marathon running because I've taken part in many a marathon. And it's very, very hard. Ah!
Yes! Ivo!
I think it was the two verys next to each other.
Oh, there was some marathons as well, but you know. So well done, Ivo. That was a correct challenge. You get 35 seconds on a marathon, not a sprint, and your time starts now.
Running a marathon is very extremely difficult, and I would compare appearing on Just a Minute to doing a series of such races. Even within the allotted 60 seconds, it is important not to come out of the blocks too hastily, as I arguably did on my...
Sarah, what's your challenge?
Is there a rule about enunciating too much?
Oh.
Could we add that in?
That's all I've got.
Well, listen,
if you take my enunciation away...
it got excessive, Ivo.
If we're going to start making adjudications on posh enunciation on Radio 4, we might be taking a while. opened a very, very difficult can of worms. I enjoyed the interruption. I'm going to give you a point for it. But it's not within the rules of just a minute. I'd like to hear more from Ivo. 13 seconds, please, my well-spoken friend, starting now.
26.2 miles is a damn fine distance indeed. And my brother knows because he did the original...
Deliso.
Repeated distance from earlier.
Oh, yeah.
That is true. You repeated.
Are you like a genius?
Correct challenge from Delisa,
yes,
with 4 seconds remaining.
Oh.
It's going to be a sprint and not a marathon in 4 seconds. Delisa, your time starts now.
Ivo Graham's brother's marathon was amazing. There was a challenge. There was a challenge.
With half a second remaining. Josie, your challenge.
Hesitation.
It was.
Because if you had enunciated a little bit more,
the words would have been yes.
So, with 0.1 seconds remaining, a marathon, not a sprint, Josie, it's back with you starting now.
A marathon, not...
Josie, speaking as the whistle went, gains the point. And Sarah, we are with you for the next topic. So, what's on the card? It is 12 hours on a coach. What can you tell us about the subject of 12 hours on a coach without hesitating, repeating or deviating, starting now?
This is a story all about the first time I went to the Edinburgh Fringe Festival as a guest or punter, someone who buys tickets to watch shows. I raised the money for my trip by going to Clapham Common and working for Ben and Jerry's, who are an ice cream company, and they have so many different flavours that I am not allowed to list, but you can Google them if you want to. They are cold and delicious, and I'm a vegan. So the coach left from Victoria Station, which is normally trains, but coaches also leave from there, and the ticket is cheap, which is what...
Right, Ivo, you challenged.
I think the ticket had come up already.
Yes.
I'm sorry, Sarah.
Don't be sorry.
Okay, it was a pleasure to buzz you out.
It was a repetition of tickets. You did brilliant there. 42 seconds you spoke for. Very strong.
Thank you. So nice. Thank you.
But it was double tickets. Ivo buzzed in. You get the subject with 18 seconds remaining. 12 hours on a coach, Ivo, and your time starts now.
The overnight megabus.
Sarah.
I just don't believe he's been on one.
No.
Are you allowed to tell outright lies? Did your butler buy the wrong ticket or something?
I mean, I'm going to give you a point for that, because if there's anything about his experiences on a megabus, I'm going to be suspicious. I enjoyed the interruption. It's not within the rules of just a minute, so Ivo gets to keep the subject with 16 seconds. Let's hear all about it, starting now.
My parents didn't raise me to travel overnight on a coach. However, I chose a career in stand-up comedy that has required me to do so on multiple occasions. Thank you, Sarah. Goal...
Just in time there, just over the line before you got buzzed. Right, well done, Ivo. You were speaking as the whistle went. And Deliso, something for you.
Yes.
Now. My foolproof method to win an argument. Mm-hmm. My foolproof method to win an argument. 60 seconds, please, starting now.
I never lose arguments because rather than relying on logic, I simply raise my voice, my increased decibels, and my ability to condescend magnificently means that I am actually the origin of the term mansplaining. I have a talent for looking at you with disdain and scoffing and loudly condemning everything that you say while wagging my finger, and I have won every single argument of my life from the age of 21 until 44, because previous to that, they could...
Sarah.
It seemed to be slowing down a little bit.
Slowing down.
It was a tiniest bit of hesitation.
Yeah, but he'd been going so fast before, it really sort of stood out to me.
It stood out.
Yeah.
I'm going to give you that. Well, there was a little bit. It was a shame, because 40 seconds is a very, very good run at it.
Yes.
But it was a correct challenge. Which means you get the subject. 20 seconds on my foolproof method to win an argument, starting now.
I am right about everything. I have read the encyclopedia, I have looked at every single Wikipedia page in the world and memorised it because I am so highly intelligent. Ask me anything, you can't. It's just me talking. No one can disprove that I am the most...
Josie with 0.0 seconds. Right, Josie, you buzz.
Hesitation.
Yeah. Half a second, Josie, on my foolproof method to win an argument, starting now.
I will always...
Well, that's the end of our first round. Let's check in on the all-important scores. In fourth place, Deliso. In third place, Ivo. In second place, Sarah. And just slightly ahead, and currently in the lead, Josie. Right, let's have at it again. Ivo, we are with you, and the subject is Glastonbury Festival. Can you speak without hesitating, repeating or deviating on Glastonbury Festival, please? Your time starts now.
I have a friend called Tom Parry, a comedian known to many here, I am sure, who loves the Glastonbury Festival. He loves music. Oh!
Deliso, you buzzed.
Repetition of love.
Correct challenge, Deliso. Can say no more than that, which means the subject's yours. You've got 49 seconds on Glastonbury Festival, starting now.
I had a horrible experience at Glastonbury Festival because I was in the comedy tent trying to tell jokes while loud music was thumping and people were screaming and there was high drug-infused revelry going on, none of which helped my humor achieve laughter. Instead, I had people who were bored and distracted, and I never will return to Glastonbury Festival, even though I know that it is something that a lot of people enjoy. It is tainted in my memory because...
Sarah.
I think there was a repetition of enjoy in that he said it right at the beginning, that he did not enjoy the Glastonbury Festival.
He didn't enjoy. Yeah, do not enjoy. Yes, correct challenge. Well, you've got the subject of Glastonbury Festival with 15 seconds, and yeah. Your time starts now.
Whenever I'm at Glastonbury, I've got my wellies on, my raincoat, my mates, we take drugs, we go to the comedy tent, we start screaming through the sets. We're dancing, we're yelling, we're cutting each other's hair. I've never been.
You've never been.
I don't know if they cut each other's hair.
I like the idea that they do cut each other's hair.
Everyone looks very scruffy when they come home.
Well, you were speaking as the whistle went, means you get the point. And Sarah, yours is the next subject, which is negotiating with a toddler. What can you tell us about negotiating with a toddler in 60 seconds, starting now?
It is almost impossible to lock a freezer. Someone short with hands is able to open this cold device, rummaging through with their tiny fingers and stealing whatever they want, an ice lolly, an ice cream, for instance. Yeah.
Ivo.
Well, it's a shame because I felt we might be about to get some lovely flavours.
So your challenge?
Repetition of ice.
Yes, the correct challenge. 43 seconds remaining on negotiating with a toddler, starting now.
My daughter, as I have made clear, is welcome to live with me for as long as she chooses, but under that roof there may be disputes. She is now 5, so arguably no longer a toddler, but all the more elegant in her arguments. She proposes deals, which usually take the form of something she wants now in exchange for a proposal of mine in the future. She would desire a second Froob yogurt after her tea. In return, perhaps she will not mess around in the bath.
Josie.
Well, I'm going to be a bit strict here. That's the third or fourth she.
Yes.
And also you said that she's no longer a toddler, but the subject is how to deal with it. I feel... I don't.
Yeah.
We were told to be quite cruel to each other.
You're right. Josie, you're right. It was a shit story and you did it badly.
Thank you.
Well done. Someone had a
say it. Thank you. And we're not going to ask you what you thought because you're so good at arguing that we'll all lose.
The she, I won't sweat. I wouldn't have had that. But I will accept deviation. I will accept that very early on in the story.
Yeah.
I think as soon as you say she's not a toddler, you are opening yourself up.
Yeah, of course.
And Josie has gone for that loophole. Mm. 3 seconds remaining, you absolute poacher. negotiating with a toddler starting now.
Winning an argument with a toddler is quite easy. All you have to do is throw some...
I want to know what you should throw.
Sweets.
Sweets, okay, gotcha.
Into the middle of the room, then lock the door.
Speaking as the whistle went, Josie, you get the point, and Deliso, you get the next subject, which is great. Stag do's.
Stag do's.
Stag do's. Come on. Large it up without hesitation, repetition, or deviation. In 60 seconds, starting now.
I have never been on my own stag do because I am unmarried. However, I enjoy stag do's so much that I decided to have a nun. Wedding related.
Where was that going? Ivo.
It was a hesitation, yes. I think.
And I'm just very glad it ended on I decided to have a nun.
I was going to say, well, that would be a better story, actually, a better story than the story I had in mind. And apt for a stag do, actually.
Very apt for a
very
stag
apt,
do.
Very apt.
But it's a correct challenge from Ivo. It was indeed hesitation. So, with 49 seconds, Ivo, you get stag do starting now.
As far as I'm concerned, no stag do is complete without a visit from a nun. A lady of the cloth is absolutely essential to bless the laddery in its full flow. And don't get me wrong, I do enjoy having it large on a stag do. Just a few weeks ago, I was kicked out of a sauna at a local Lido because I didn't have a wristband. I knew that you required such a permission slip to enter such a hot chamber, and I...
Sarah.
I was just... There were so many suches.
Oh, yeah. I did go into the such and such story that I do tell whenever a microphone is placed in front of me.
I'm going to give you the point, Sarah, but I do want to hear more about the hot chamber, just personally, not about you guys. But yeah, I mean, people are enthused, what can I say? Let's hear more about the hot chamber slash sauna, for which you did not have the correct wrist permissions. No judgment. 18 seconds either. Your time starts now.
My sweaty neighbours looked on me with disdain, knowing that I didn't have the right to be there. Come on, chaps, I chortled.
Deliso.
Repetition of right.
Yeah.
Yes, it's a correct challenge. Come on, chaps.
Come on.
Again, I'm now thinking those were things that you were putting on rather than a cause. correct challenge, Deliso. 9 seconds, you get the subject back of stag do's. Your time starts now.
I went to a stag do at a convent, and the apex of our experience was when we persuaded a nun to pop out of a hat.
Josie.
Repetition of nun.
Yes, although I think in the first iteration when he said nun, it probably was N-O-N-E.
It was nun. N-O, it was like a nun
yes,
wedding.
Yes, I'm not going to argue with you.
She wasn't really a nun.
Just throw some sweets at him and shut the door, Josie.
Sorry, yes.
I retract it.
Yes, it was a homonym.
Yeah.
Homonym.
Incorrect challenge, which means you get the subject back with 1 second remaining. So on this occasion, Josie was not successful at poaching in the last second. Deliso, your time starts now.
And then we went to a monastery for a Hindu.
Now, this has all been fun and everything like that, but you know what I really live for? And that's the scores. Can't get enough of it. In third place, we've got Deliso. In joint second position, we've got Ivo and Sarah. And out the front, we've got Josie Lawrence. We begin again with you, Ivo. Your subject, and I think this is perfectly up your strasse, a battle of manners. You speak for 60 seconds, please, on a battle of manners. Your time starts now.
Manners maketh man. I'm sure it will surprise no one here to learn that we had to repeat that every single day at boarding school. We learned manners, but admittedly at the expense of other things, empathy, etc. However, on a panel such as this, where we are constantly apologetic to each other for interrupting each other's beautiful monologue.
Josie.
Repetition of each other.
Yes, it was a very obvious repetition of each other. That's a correct challenge. You get the subject. 36 seconds remaining. A battle of manners. Your time starts now.
I've never really heard of this term, battle of manners, so I don't know what I'm about to say. The only thing I can think of is there's a play by Oscar Wilde called The Importance of Being Earnest, where Cecily, I think her name is, and Gwendolyn are having tea together. Would you like some cake, says one, and cuts her a large slice, even though...
Sarah.
I mean, I love it, but I'm going to argue deviation. I'm not quite sure of this phrase, and now she's doing a play. A really good play, and really well.
But that scene is all about manners, which is why it came into my head.
Yeah.
A battle of manners. Would you like sugar?
I don't know the play, so I'm just going to take your word for it. I've only seen Blood Brothers, if you could do a bit from
For God's sake.
Do you know what? I'm going to give Sarah the benefit of the doubt. She hasn't played the game as often as some others, so I'm going to give you that. You've got 14 seconds, and the subject, to remind you, is...
The importance of being earnest.
No. Battle of manners.
That's it.
Yeah.
All right. Time starts now.
Oh, after you. Absolutely not. You must go first. That's a... No, it's hubris.
I'm not sure what was going on there, but
I actually buzzed in confusion. Were you having a one-person battle of manners?
Yes, because what I wanted to do is go, oh, after you. No, 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 after you. And that's so much repetition in one sentence.
Delisa, it's a correct challenge. 8 seconds on battle of manners, starting now.
I always win battles of manners because I am impeccably polite. You may say please, I will say thank you. You may say...
You may have got me,
but you were too slow.
Another battle won by Deliso. Speaking as Mr. Went gets the point. Josie, you've got the next subject. This one is those listening at home. What can you tell us about that subject, those listening at home? Your time starts now.
To those listening at home, let me describe the scene for you. Here are four panelists sitting behind a desk that has blue covering on it with British Broadcasting, or the initials thereof, four, in front of it. There we have the two people who are adjudicating and judging us, and out in front of us, the most beautiful audience I've ever seen in my...
Deliso.
They are not the most beautiful.
Listen, Deliso, I enjoyed it. I'll give you a point for it. But I cannot, in all good faith, have these people misrep... Oh, hang on, the lights have come up. I'll give you a point for it, but Josie must keep the subject under the rules of just a minute. 31 seconds to carry on describing the scene. Those listening at home, your time starts now.
There's a wonderful woman in the front row in the most gorgeous shade of orangey red, a woolly jumper and a gorgeous...
Deliso.
Deviation. This is about the audience, not those listening at home, no?
I'm describing.
Oh, you're describing for them. Okay, then I've withdrawn then.
Can you withdraw? I think you have to stick by it.
I think I have to stick by it. Yeah. Because at the beginning I understood, now I'm like, it's the subject.
Are you mansplaining?
When I do so, I do it in a louder voice.
So you're challenging for deviation?
Yes.
I'm satisfied that she's describing the scene. She set up at the beginning, she's describing the scene for those listening at home. So that is, I will allow it to continue. But perhaps let's widen it out, let's say, because you're going to open yourself out. So you've got 21 seconds. Starting now.
Sitting next to me is a gentleman who likes to mansplain things. In his sweaty paw, he holds a buzzer, which is making me very nervous. This theatre is fantastic. Oh, for those of you listening out there, it has a retractable stage, and the wondrous people that have...
Josie, who's speaking as the whistle went, gains the point, and so we move into the final round. Oh. One cheer there, which was interesting. So, the final round comes to you, Delisa. You're going to start us off with the topic of silver and gold. What can you tell us about silver and gold in 60 seconds without hesitating, repeating or deviating, starting now?
Silver and gold are extremely valuable metals that are also notable that in the Olympics, if you win, you get gold, and if you come second, you get silver. I never got any of these awards because I was very slow and pathetic when I attempted to run or do the long jump or do the high jump. However,
Ivo,
jump. Yes, it was jump.
Yes, correct challenge. 40 seconds for you on silver and gold, Ivo. Your time starts now.
It feels very cheeky to be ending this episode as I began it by plugging my own brother's athleticism. But he did take gold in a marathon just a few weeks ago. And that race was based around the TV comedy Peep Show, in which a character runs from Croydon to Windsor by mistake. And as such, 200 fans of that very program imitated their hero, Superhands, and decided to trek fast or slow that same route. And my little sibling of the male kind did it more speedily.
Wonderful, wonderful stuff. Ivo, you were speaking as the whistle went, which means you get the point. And now let's toss up those final scores. I think it's a very close-run thing, bunched tightly together. Slightly trailing, we've got Sarah, then in third place, Deliso. In second place, we've got Ivo, and narrowly ahead just by 1 point, tonight's winner, Josie Lawrence.
Thank you.
And there, my lovelies, unfortunately, we have to leave you. But first of all, please thank our incredible players of tonight's game. Ivo Graham, Josie Lawrence, Sarah Pascoe and Delisa Chabonda. We are also indebted to Ian Messiter and to our wonderful Nicholas Parsons. And I personally thank Sarah Nichols for blowing her whistle in my left ear roll. The producer was Rajiv Karia, and it was a BBC Studios audio production for Radio 4. And this is me, Sue Perkins, saying thanks so much for listening, wherever you are. And please do join us again next time we play Just a Minute.